Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to hear Advent devotionals led by our association leaders on the topics of hope, peace, joy, and love. They'll be paired with a song that's been curated by Vineyard Worship. This week, the leader of our Women's Association, Melanie Forsyth Lee, will be sharing a devotion that she's prepared on the theme of hope from Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, followed by the song, O Come, Emmanuel. This song is from Vineyard Worship's newest album release, Behold. It was created in partnership with Heaven and Earth, Vineyard Columbus's worship and songwriting community. Now, let's listen in.
Hi, my name's Melanie Forsyth Lee, and I lead the Women's Association for Vineyard USA, and I get to speak to you about hope this Advent season. Of all the social rules and etiquette I discovered when I moved to this country 2 decades ago, the one I adopted was the no Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving rule. I'd never heard of this rule before because I was born in Australia and we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. But it made sense not to mix my holidays, so I complied. But in recent years, I have noticed people putting up their Christmas trees in November or October, explaining their faux pas along the lines of, this has just been a really hard year. We gotta get Christmas started early this year. It's just been difficult. We're exhausted. We're tired. We just need a little hope. And as much as I rail against the early decorating thing, I do understand where they're coming from. Because every Black Friday, when my family and I head out to the farm to cut down our tree with our favorite Sufjan Stevens Christmas album playing, I feel the thrill of hope in my weary heart. Christmas stirs hope in all of our souls. And it's easy to place our hope in the tangible signs of the Christmas season, right? The decorations, the baking, the gift giving, the carols, the movies, just the overall vibe, rather than what those tangible signs point to. For us as Christians, Advent is the way we practice hope. We live in the hope fulfilled of a baby born to a virgin who is Christ the Lord. We live in the present hope of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, empowering us to see the kingdom come, and the future hope that God is coming again to set all things right. We share in the hope of the prophets, which was fulfilled in the eyes of Simeon as he held the baby Jesus in the temple, right? We remember the heavenly hosts who couldn't help but share their joy with the only people awake on the night of Jesus' birth. And we delight in the hope that fueled a caravan of camels and wise men who, at great cost, placed their hope in the prophetic texts and the arrival of a new star in the sky. And we treasure, just as Mary did, the hope that she had for her newborn baby Jesus, that he was Emmanuel, that he was the promised Messiah. This arrival of Jesus is one we remember and reenact every year. It's a reminder that those faithful souls who hoped in the promise that God would send a Savior didn't hope in vain. Christmas is when we celebrate hope fulfilled. But Christmas is also when we remember that we have a present living hope. That the gift of Jesus, born in a manger, kingdom of God to earth bringer, suffering servant, and defeater of death itself, that gift keeps on giving. That the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, is a tangible reality through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are not left to fend for ourselves in between the first coming of Jesus in a manger and the second coming of Jesus and all of his power and glory and might. Our very bodies are now the temple where God's Spirit chooses to dwell. We are the embodiment of hope to a world full of people who have yet to place their trust in Jesus, the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Like a new sweater under the Christmas tree, we put Christ on display and show the world around us his greatness. And for some people, they believe that this is the end of the story, that Jesus came, and now his Holy Spirit dwells among us, empowering us to live as Jesus did. But the hope of Advent doesn't just lie with what has been past and what is present. The hope of Advent bids us forward into a future hope. Jesus, who once visited Bethlehem, has promised a return engagement, this time with much greater fanfare. What happened in relative obscurity in a stable will now be seen by all. Every eye will see, every ear will hear, and every knee will bow before the coming of the Lord. Advent holds the truth of what is right now, up to the truth of what was, and the hope of what is to come. In a world torn apart by war, famine, genocide, gun violence, natural disasters, and radical individualism, we need the hope that Christmas brings. And all of those things I just listed was on my news feed this week. Whenever I log on to my computer or turn my television on, every part of me wants to scream. I see at least 20 situations in the 15 minutes I have my television on that feel hopeless. Situations that I don't feel like I can have any hope in or any hope for. I feel hopeless most of the time when I see the disasters around the world, when I see what people do in the name of God and in the name of themselves to other people. It's so easy to lose hope, but I don't want you to think, and I don't want you to fall into the trap that hope is just a shiny decoration. It's a bauble on a tree. It's a vibe. That is not true. You may hope in cutting down your tree or tuning out the world and listening to Nat King Cole or James Brown sing Christmas carols. But I want you to dig deeper. I want you to look for the deeper hope. You see, this hope, this deeper hope, has been carried in the hearts of preachers and teachers, monks and priests, theologians and missionaries, revivalists and reformers, mothers and fathers, saints and seekers, servants and kings. It is this deep hope that says, God, you promised you would come and you did, even though the wait was long and many gave up hoping. It is precisely because of this first Advent, this first Christmas, Jesus coming as a baby after thousands of years of promise, that we can now have hope in the promise that Jesus will one day return. It is this hope that we hold fast to our chests, a hope we celebrate by singing, feasting, and the giving of gifts. A hope we transfer, like the candles lit one by one in churches all over the world on Christmas Eve as we sing Silent Night together, passing the peace one to another. It is the retelling of the Christmas story. It is the invitation of a life with Jesus in the present. And it is the hope that we are not left as orphans, that God will return, that He will set all things right. We are a people who believe in the Jesus that was foretold by the prophet, who came to earth, who died and was raised again for our sins and our salvation. We are a people who have experienced that second advent, the second coming in our hearts through faith, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who will never leave us. And because of these two comings, we can hold fast to our future hope. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Sometimes we just need to pause and say, He's coming, guys. Have we forgotten? I know sometimes I do. But this is the hope of Christmas. And to end this devotion, I want to read a passage from Isaiah 11. I believe this gives us all three hopes in one passage. And I want to read it over you this morning as you listen. Isaiah 11, starting in verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for all peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. May the candle of hope burn brightly in your hearts. May you remember to give away that hope to a weary world along with your decorated cookies. May you display that hope with the same passion you display your ornaments on your Christmas tree. May your life twinkle as brightly as your outdoor light displays. And may your hope this Advent season find its anchor in the unfailing promise of a returning King. And may our hope bring hope to our weary world.
Until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here, and drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Desire the nations bound, people in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill all the world with heaven's peace.
He shall. shall come. He shall come.